Crusaders. With the growing success of the Crusade Channel and the many services activities there, many listeners may have forgotten that our founder still maintains and updates his site at MikeChurch.com. From the pile of prep, Mike's daily rundown of stories from the Mike Church Show, to cooking with the King Dude, barbecue, and original craft cocktail recipes, the King Dude truly is a Renaissance man. Mike's site is also home to the Crusader Knights of the Rosary. Stop by and say hello today by crusading over to MikeChurch.com.
Crusade Channel News. News you can trust. Because the truth can be trusted. From the Crusade Channel News Desk, here's Ron Stafford.
Good morning, Crusaders. Welcome to Monday, March the 8th, 2021. I'm Ron Stafford, reporting from the Crusade Channel News Desk at Stafford Studios in beautiful St. Michael's, Maryland. This report is brought to you by our friends at Bulldog Kia. For the best deal in the USA on a new or used Kia, shop where Mike Church shops for all of his cars at Bulldog Kia. Drive on over to BulldogKia.com or call them at 855-BULLDOG. We'll see you at Bulldog Kia and tell them the Crusade Channel sent you. Here's what to listen for this hour. More are saying that Cuomo should resign, a remembrance on the struggle for civil rights and restoring a mission in California. New York Senate Majority Leader Andrea Stewart-Cousins said yesterday that Governor Andrew Cuomo should resign from office after more women came forward and accused him of harassment and inappropriate behavior, while State Assembly Speaker Carl Heastie appeared to agree with her statement and questioned the governor's ability to lead the state. The Democratic governor insisted to reporters on a call that he would not resign from office and said the attacks against him are politically motivated. Previously, Stewart-Cousins, a Democrat, said she would call for Cuomo's resignation if a fourth woman accused him of harassment. So far, five women have done so. In other news, activists who gathered virtually and in person to commemorate a pivotal day in the civil rights struggle that became known as Bloody Sunday called on people to continue the fight for voting rights, as they also honored giants of the civil rights movement, including the late U.S. Representative John Lewis, who died last year. The Summer Bridge Crossing Jubilee marks the 56th anniversary of Bloody Sunday, the day on March 7, 1965, that civil rights marchers were brutally beaten by law enforcement officers on Selma's Edmund Pettus Bridge. Lewis, the Reverend Joseph Lowry, the Reverend C.T. Vivian, and Attorney Bruce Boynton were the late civil rights leaders honored on Sunday. The day became a turning point in the fight for voting rights, and footage of the beatings helped galvanize support for a passage of the Voting Rights Act of 1965. Finally, a Catholic group has received a large grant to restore one of the oldest California missions and to provide a place for tourists to examine the state's religious and cultural history. In February, Carmel Mission Foundation received a $1.8 million grant for the Doughty Museum and Basilica Forecourt Restoration, which seeks to rejuvenate the Mission San Carlos Borromeo de Carmelo, located in Carmel, California, about 5 miles south of Monterey. The project is scheduled to be completed by the fall in time to commemorate the 250th anniversary of the mission's establishment. Our quote of the day comes from St. Aloysius Gonzaga. It is better to be the child of God than king of the whole world. Coming up, our saint of the day, this saint lived through decades of sin and suffering before a profound conversion that led him to embrace poverty, humility, and charity. You're listening to Crusade Channel News.
There's lots of talk from the Biden regime of banning and confiscating our weapons, but there's one weapon that is truly Biden and cult of death kryptonite, the rosary. And for the finest handcrafted rosaries made here in Southeast Louisiana, visit our very own Maggie O'Connell's Little Bayou Rosary, part of the founder's Trade and Post Catholic Corner Store at MikeChurch.com/shop. Or for a custom rosary or chaplet design, call us at 844-527-8723. See the entire Little Bayou Rosary collection at mychurch.com/shop.
Our saint of the day is Saint John of God, Confessor. John was born in Portugal during the year 1455 to middle-class parents. Tragically, at the age of 8, he was kidnapped by a stranger and was later abandoned to homelessness in a remote part of Spain. He worked as a shepherd until age 22, when the opportunity came along for him to join the army of the Holy Roman Emperor Charles V. This apparent stroke of fortune, however, would eventually lead John into greater misery. He was nearly saved on two occasions from what seemed like certain death, once after instinctively uttering a prayer to the Virgin Mary after falling wounded in enemy territory, and again when he was falsely suspected of theft and nearly executed, but for another soldier's intervention. Events such as these weighed heavily upon him, and when his regiment was disbanded, he decided to amend his life, beginning with a pilgrimage to St. Spain's Santiago de Compostela Cathedral along the Way of St. James. There he confessed his sins and committed himself to living a life of repentance. At age 42, John returned to Spain and picked up nearly where he had left off 20 years before, working again as a shepherd. This time, however, he was committed to living out the faith in God that he had regained. Later in life, however, he felt compelled to give himself entirely to the service of the poor, sick, and vulnerable. He opened his house to them, allowing it to be a combined hospital, homeless shelter, and halfway house, run entirely by John himself. When he was not bandaging wounded occupants or breaking up fights between them, he would go out begging on their behalf. The Bishop of Granada approved his work and gave him the name John of God. A group of volunteers came to accompany him in his work, many of whom had first come to him while in dire need themselves. John served the sick and the poor for 15 years before meeting his death through an act of charity. He jumped into a freezing river and managed to save a drowning man, but came home shivering and weakened from the ordeal. He laid down in one of his own hospital beds, where his condition further declined. The Bishop of Granada came to administer the last rites. As the bishop prepared him for death, John expressed a number of anxieties. "There are three things that make me uneasy," he said. "The first is that I have received so many graces from God and have not recognized them, and have repaid them with so little of my own. The second is that after I am dead, I fear lest the poor women I have rescued and the poor sinners I have reclaimed may be treated badly. And the third is that those who have trusted me with money and whom I have not fully repaid may suffer loss on my account." The bishop, however, assured them that he had nothing to fear. John then asked to be alone and summoned his last strength to rise from bed and kneel before a crucifix. He died in prayer with his face pressed against the figure of Christ on the night of March 7, 1550. St. John of God was canonized in the year 1690 and has become the patron of hospitals and the dying. Send me your news tips to Ron at crusadechannel.com. Stay tuned to the Crusade Channel with live breaking news updates all day and the best live talk radio anywhere. Up next, the Mike Church Show continues. I'm Ron Stafford for the Crusade Channel, seeking news and finding truth.